As we get closer to tonight's tip-off, we pay a visit with Chartiers Valley head coach Tim McConnell. Coach, the Colts make their return to Quad A this season. Your thoughts on renewing some of the old rivalries in Section 4?
You know, it's great. As a matter of fact, last year we played Upper St. Clair, we played Mount Lebanon because they are such great rivalries. And night in and night out in this section, you better be ready to play or you're going to be going home with a loss. So yeah, it's exciting to be back in this section. I think it's a tough section, and it's going to prepare the teams that qualify for the playoffs to make a run in the playoffs.
Sure, Tears Valley certainly has been ready to play. Again, a favorite to challenge for a WPIAL title with another talented team. You know, what has impressed you most so far about your team?
I really like the way we're shooting. We're shooting the ball extremely well. We're not real big, so we got to run the floor and try to get, you know, easy baskets, and I think we're doing a pretty good job of that so far. But our shooting would be the one thing that I'm most pleased with so far.
Now your son, Matty, has been heralded as one of the best players in the WPIAL and is headed to Robert Morris next year. Yeah, how proud are you of what Matty has accomplished so far and the opportunity he has ahead of him?
You know, he's going to play for a great coach, Andy Toy. I couldn't ask for a better coach for my son to be in the program with. You know, I'm a lucky father. I got Sean Miller coaching TJ, and I got Andy Toy coaching Matty. So I feel like I hit the lottery. But the year that Matty's having so far is it's just part of what he's done all summer. Like, he broke his foot and come back and just really worked hard to get back in shape and lifting weights and doing his ball handling when he was hurt. It's all paying off now.
And while Matty's kind of the marquee player on your team, there are several others who can light it up. Jake Ritson hit 8 3-pointers just on Tuesday night in a win over Peters Township, and Ross Wilkerson, another good shooter. You know, how good are they, and why are they so good?
Well, we work on shooting a lot. Jake is a very good shooter. Ross has one of the best forms I've coached in 22 years here. Eddie Floor is a tremendous shooter. Coleman Vaughn is a shooter. So I like our guys when we're open to shoot the ball, but we got to do a better job of rebounding the ball, especially against Mount Lebanon tonight.
Well, your opponent, the Mount Lebanon Blue Devils, undefeated in the section so far. What does Chartiers Valley need to do to knock them off tonight? Sounds like rebounding is one of those things.
Rebounding is a key. You know, we got to be able to knock down open shots because they're probably going to play us a matchup zone. We got to try to get the ball in the middle, try to, you know, get our shooters open and hit shots when we're open. And we got to not let them get second chance points because they're really strong and big going to the boards with Hoffman and Elon. So we got to keep those guys off the boards, and we got to try to keep Johnny David in check as well.
And the Blue Devils allow only 48 points per game, so I'm sure your goal is to have this game maybe played up in the 80s, right?
We would love it to be in the 80s. We're hoping that we hit shots, and we got to play at a higher speed and a higher tempo for us would be an advantage, yes.
And you mentioned Johnny David, the son of Joe David, the head coach of the Mount Lebanon Blue Devils. What are your thoughts on the talents of David's son, Johnny, over on the other side?
I think he's very good. He's a great shooter. He handles the ball. He's very smart. He plays really well. He runs the team. I like his game, and I think he's going to have success at the next level.
Chartiers Valley head coach Tim McConnell, thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.